The time now is 8:38, and it's time now to talk to Adam Burnett from Harbor Humane Society. Pet of the Week is a segment right now, and Adam, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm a little cold, but I'm all right.
Yeah, we see some blue skies out there. That's a big change from the polar vortex that we had a couple of weeks ago, and kind of that mini one that came at us not too long ago. But what do we have to talk about this morning? We got a dog I see these you brought a picture of.
Yeah, so for all of our listeners out there, you can see a picture of Kong, who I'm going to talk about today, at harborhumane.org. And I kind of gave you a little quick history of him. Kong had a pretty traumatic story, actually, during that polar vortex attempt that we had a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually found chained up outside
in
the weather, in those temperatures, so those negative 20, negative 35 temps.
Oh, my goodness.
Holland Animal Control actually was called to come get him, and we're assuming that he had been out there an hour, a couple hours. I mean, we don't know for sure.
Where was he chained up?
He was behind a Little Caesars local here in Holland. We just, I don't have that exact
right. Doesn't mean it was them. We don't know. But that's awful.
No, and it was just what breaks my heart the most is that he was discreetly chained up there. So he was hidden behind a strip mall. So it's like people intended him not to be found.
Yeah.
Which, absolutely breaks my heart. Because, Kong is a good boy. He's a pit bull mix. But he, I did an interview with him last week with a local TV station.
Yeah.
And he came on with me. And he just, for being what he's been through, he still loves to be around people, Dan. And it's such a, it's such a refresher because he wants to give a new family a second chance.
That's awesome.
He really does want that love and affection that a family has to give. So, if you're looking for a very sweet boy, or any of our listeners are looking for a very sweet boy, he's about 3 years old, definitely come and meet Kong. He's a good boy.
Yeah.
He does have some cat issues, so we would prefer him to not go to a home with cats. But, that's okay. There's dog lovers out there that would probably just jump on Kong.
I love pit bulls, and I know you could speak to this too.
Absolutely.
But they are very misunderstood. And one thing that I read, and I'm pretty sure this is accurate, back in the 50s, they were like the lab is today, the family dog.
Known as the nanny dog back then because they were so. They still are. They're so good with children,
right?
And so good with kids. And like you had mentioned, they unfortunately get a very bad rap, just kind of the name. And it's just, I just encourage people to do some research and, definitely coming out. They're some of the sweetest dogs I've ever met, personally. So,
Just the story alone breaks my heart. And I want to grab Kong and bring him to my house right now and just say, you can sit by me all you want,
I know. I'd take him home in a heartbeat if I could.
That's awesome. What else is going on at Harbor Humane? Anything new going on?
We're pretty quiet right now. We have some events coming up in February, but I'll talk about those in the coming weeks here. But as of now, the end of January, end of the month is usually pretty quiet.
Okay.
But, we are going to gear up for some more events come the first week or two in February.
Has anybody come to see Kong yet, or how? I guess it's been relatively soon since you just picked him up.
But. Absolutely, yeah. So, with his media presence last week, with being on the television, we have had some interest with him.
Okay.
But nothing's been concrete, which is why I wanted to talk about him today. We do have an application process, so if you are interested in Kong, definitely stop in and fill out an application on him. We do review all applications and determine the best fit for him. That's what I would encourage is come on down, fill out an application or, come meet any of the other animals that we have available for adoption.
We're speaking with Adam Burnett, excuse me. I'm sorry, Adam.
Oh, that's okay.
Pet of the Week is the segment, and he's the marketing director for Harbor Humane Society. Adam, remind everybody, for those who don't know, where exactly Harbor Humane Society is.
Yes, so we're located right off 31 on the north side there. We are 14345 Bagley Street. And so as soon as you get off, you can't miss it. It's right there on North 31. And again, you can visit us at harborhumane.org or visit us on Facebook, too.
Can you give out that number one more time they can call or schedule an appointment to see the dog?
Absolutely. It's 616-399-2119, and we do open at 12 p.m. today.
Awesome. Outstanding. Adam Burnett, Pet of the Week. I appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
That's fantastic.
It.